Hello everyone, it's Ted Brown speaking, welcoming you all in my Learn Real English show. So basically today, I'm just making this episode for sharing my experience as on 27th April, my dad died, so my father died. So just I'm making an episode on it because I have witnessed a lot of things that my listeners might not be knowing, might not know what happens when somebody die, and there are many things regarding that. So just for that sake I'm making an episode on it. So basically, as I have already told you that currently I am doing masters. So I'm doing M.Tech, that is M.Tech in computer science. So currently I'm doing M.Tech in computer science. So basically I was actually having an exam, an end semester means since I was in second semester, so that's why end semester. So right now I have not given end semester exam because of my parents' death, of my father's death. So let me tell you what happens actually. See, basically my exam was scheduled from my second semester exam, my second semester end semester exam was scheduled from 27th April to 4th May. And on 27th April, when I sat down to give exam, which was from 2 p.m. So afternoon 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. So it was scheduled from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. And when I sat down at 2 p.m. then at 2:12 I got a message. Actually, sorry, I got a call and I received and I got to know that my father died. Because in the morning only we all family members including me we were taking, except me, I haven't visited hospital just because I was having exam on that day. So my rest family members called an ambulance, but my father was totally serious condition. He was in serious condition. There is a test called as RT-PCR, and actually my father did not go through that test because my family members were afraid that if it shows positive, then he might be shifted to a hospital, and there are so many fears in my family members' mind, as a result of which there is a test called as RT-PCR. So that didn't happen. Only CT scan happened, and in the CT scan report, 14% of my father's lung got damaged by corona. So that doctor said, who did the CT scan report, he said that due to coronavirus, his 14% lungs got damaged. And till 27th April, he was continuously from 3 days he was suffering from fever. And the fever was around 102 to 105. It was fluctuating between 102 to 105 always, and till his last breath he was in fever only. Actually, one mishappening happened, and that was he was having sugar, that is diabetic. He was a diabetic patient, and doctor didn't know that, and since his fever was not going down, so doctor recommended DNS, that is a glucose bottle, because and my family members were also not knowing. That means my family members also didn't have an idea that if someone having diabetes, then he or she must not be provided glucose. But since we were not having any idea, so that's why we allowed the compounder that came into our house and provided glucose, two bottles of glucose. And the moment two bottles of glucose got injected into my father's body, so from that time onwards only, from that day to 27th April, that is total 3 days. So from 3 days, just because of that wrong glucose bottle, if the doctor would have given saline bottle, then no problem. But since we were also not having any idea that diabetic patient should not be provided glucose bottle, so as a result of which, from 3 days until last breath, this fever did not go down because his body was containing glucose. His body was containing glucose water, as a result of which fever didn't go down till last breath, and this led to heart attack. And at I don't know the exact time, but around 14, that means 2 p.m. that is 14:00 p.m. or 2 p.m. to in 24 hour format 14 p.m. and in simply 12 hour format, so 2 p.m. so 2 p.m. to 2:10 p.m. within that time my father expired. And I didn't know the exact time, because at that time I told you that I was giving the exam. Then after that, a lot of things happened. I won't be talking about that because it will take a lot of time. So that's why I will just be focusing to deliver you the vital points that happened. So after that, one of my uncle, maternal uncle, came at from another city, so that's why it took a long time, and we requested the hospital to keep the dead body till our maternal uncle didn't come. So and when my maternal uncle come, then first we brought our mother. We brought, that means my maternal uncle and me and my brother, we all went to home and then bring my mother to see my father for the last time, and she cried like anything. She was saying like everything goes in vain now I can't survive in place of my father, I should die and all that. And she also told that from now onwards she won't be praying to God, she won't be worshipping God and all that, because she was in deep pain, and currently also she is in deep pain, but she is controlling her mind just because I am giving re-exam now. So from today 15th May to 21st May or to 24th May, I'm busy with my re-exam because I left the exam and went to perform death ritual in the town where my father born. So after my mother and all of us seen the dead body of my father, and my brother was saying that, "Wake up, father, wake up, father." And my mother uncle said that now he will not wake up, and he also cried, and we all cried there. And then my brother was not in a position to put fire. So he was not in a position to put fire to my father's dead body. As a result of which, I had to do. I am a smaller brother. That means I am a younger in comparison to my elder brother. So my maternal uncle told that you did do that. You performed the ritual, and I went to the place where the dead bodies are getting burnt, and then my maternal uncle's friend was also there, and me. So we all three of us performed the death ritual, and I put the fire to my dad, and at that time I was crying like anything, and my maternal uncle and my maternal uncle's friend, they all went into the car because they was not able to see when I was putting fire to my dad. So that's why they went, and I was totally alone and with lots of other and with I must not say lots, that means with another also. There was another family also sitting next to me and putting fire to somebody. Some grandfather, or I don't know the exact to whom they were putting fire, but so I was totally alone from my family, at least because of coronavirus. None of my family member, like my other maternal uncles other than this uncle, came just because of the fear of coronavirus. So that's what exactly happened. But now let me tell you some important things, and then I will be wrapping it up. Like, one important thing that might not be knowing, that if you haven't given fire to your any family member, then you won't be knowing. So let me tell you that red pill also, like when you will be because but I put fire by covering. There was a blanket on my father, and since when I was putting fire, then I was not in a position to see my father face burnt in front of me. So that's why I put the cloth, that means that blanket, over my father, and also on my father's leg, both legs, because I was not in a position to see that. So I performed the ritual, and what I have seen that everything in human body, everything will get burnt, everything, even the hurt will be burnt while you will be performing or giving fire to your any family member. Everything will burn, even bones, skull, everything. But But one thing that will not burn, that is our veins. So whatever veins that we are in our hand, legs. So the moment you will be performing, you will be putting fire, then all the veins from every parts of the body get collected and it will become like a ball. So this is the red pill, that it will become like a ball. All the veins will be collected and it will become like a ball, and the moment you will be performing or you will be performing that death ritual by burning, I'm not saying by there are other also various rituals like putting a dead body into graveyard and all that, but in my tradition by putting fire, so when I was putting fire, then what I observed, that when you will, since veins contains a liquid, so those all liquid will get out when you will be burning, because that when those veins will be collected, then a lot of veins will be throwing out water that you can see, that vein from veins, it, that means from hands, that means from all the veins you will be seeing that. But since it is right now in fire mode, so you won't be able to see clearly, but you will be seeing that water is coming out from the body. So that water is coming from the veins, because those veins are now getting collected and it will become like a football. I must not say football, a small ball, like a baseball, a cricket ball. So, and that is the last thing that will left out, and all the body will be will get burned. And then what I did, then in between also I was told to put all the, I, because I have actually seen my father's hand getting cut and getting down, because when my father's hand and legs, because see there was a blanket on it, but when the blanket burnt, then I am now seeing my dad's leg getting burnt in front of me, and it got down. After it get burnt, it got down, and then I was told that since my father, every part of my father or anybody must be burnt properly according to my tradition, so that's why I was told to use a bamboo stick and then put the leg that got down right now, so again back into the fire. And similarly I did with my hand, my father's hand and all that, even on I did with my skull, my father's skull. So I have done all that, and I was in literally pain when I was doing that, but I did that, because this is the thing that we can't escape death. So that's why I performed the ritual. Then after a long time my because they were knowing that now almost most of the part of the body will get burned. So now my maternal uncle and my friend again came, my maternal uncle's friend, they came back to the place where it got burned from the car, and then we all three of us completed the entire process. And then at the end, a person who is doing the, who is explaining what to do when everything got burnt, so he told me to put that vein, that he bring a ball, and then he using the bamboo stick, he simply collected that bamboo stick. He basically used the bamboo stick and turned the vein of my father that got collected into that bowl, and then I was told to now put it into the water, into the holy water. So I, after performing, and then I bathe in that place only. I have to bathe in that place, and then again in my house I again bathe so I went to that place where this burning process happens at 12 o'clock and at or 11:30, I don't know, the at around 11, and at 1:30 the burning process got over, and then at 2 I went back to home, and then at 2 p.m. at 2:12 I have taken again bath in my home, and then I went to the place to perform the rest death ritual that happened for 10 more days my father's mother house. So my father's mother house, because my father born in that place, in that town. So I went there and then performed the rest tradition. And then on 13th I came back to my place, to my city, and now today, from today onwards, I will be giving exam. So that's about it. So hope, I must not say that this helps, at least I was just sharing my experience to my listeners, just because to keep my heart little bit calm down. So that's about it. So okay, bye bye.